colleges in advance. Going back to your point about the opening batsman that Azhar Ali should bat at number three, who do you think is suitable to open the innings? Because obviously you're going to play Aslam, because I think he's got the right technique, he will blossom. He just needs to be a bit more patient. Who would you have alongside him?
They should have took Shahzad.
Really? After what he's done for Pakistan cricket?
We haven't got nobody else. There's a lot of people who are doing a lot of things to Pakistan, but they were still playing in teams.
Yes, we know that. Me and you have spoken about this on previous shows.
You know what I mean? So
we'll park that for another day. But really, of all the options, you can only find Shahzad?
Only Shahzad, really. And I think they play a few matches in England, that left-hander. And his technique wasn't really that good either. So that's why I think they should have some proper opener.
Any of your nephews from Mangla? Don't you think they'd fit into the Pakistan international team?
No, I don't think so. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you're saying in the whole Pakistan, Shahzad's the only one, I'm sure your nephews or any of your friends in Sheffield could do a better job. Even yourself, you can put the pads on and open the innings for Pakistan.
I used to be the opener as well, but it's a hard job, don't get me wrong, but we haven't gotten anybody else. So they should have a starter from number 17, number 19. They should have a batsman who's playing a battle, and they should have trained somebody, but they haven't done anything.
I agree with you, but we've had talent, but obviously I always keep talking about, and you've mentioned it in the past as well, on my show, I'm very grateful as well for your call, is that obviously the way Pakistan's structure is behind the scenes, West Indies are suffering from that as well, political interference, and players like Chris Gayle can't even get into the West Indies team, even though he's got so much talent. Pakistan have suffered as well, but have you seen any under-19s who you could think, other than Babar Azam, who could come into the team as an opener? Because I wouldn't want to play Babar Azam.
Babar Azam, he's a good player.
Yeah, but he's not an opener. But I feel sorry for him, because
he came in
for one test match, and then Yunus Khan, because of, obviously you're not going to not play Yunus Khan, but I feel sorry for him.
No, I think Babar Azam should go to number three.
I think it's a bit too early for him. I reckon he should be at around about four, and four or five, and then he could develop himself, then move up to three.
I'm looking at Pakistan cricket. We haven't got anybody good as Yunus Khan.
He's a one-off though, because if you look at his record, 33 or 34 Test match hundreds.
Yeah.
And the way he performed, even in the second test match, because as you know, he was ill for the first test match, he couldn't play. But having not played since he played against England, and to come out make a century shows his class is permanent.
I
was going to pose you a question. Have you managed to watch any of this test match so far?
I've been watching it.
Okay, and do you agree with what I was saying of how Pakistan have performed in this test match?
You have, because the performance is really Ruben Shanis. Bowling, I mean, all right, one of them want to open a ball, the ball is a bit quicker. But the rest of them are just in bowling about 125 kilometers an hour.
What about the batsman? You know, like I mentioned all those ducks we've had in both innings.
Shafiq?
What do you think? Is that because they've lost concentration? Is that because they think, a West Indies is a walkover, we don't have to turn up? Or do you think it was just their mindset anyway? It's just the way they are.
Mindset, their players play a lot better. That opener, he batters really good.
Braithwaite,
he batters
really
good.
He's got very good technique. He's not the most talented person, but he's got the technique for it and the temperament.
He showed Pakistani batsman how to bat, and he's a slow and low wicket, so how to bat on it.
I'm moving forward a bit too quickly because, obviously, as I mentioned about Azhar... I was going to ask you this point, actually, before I forget. Azhar Mahmood being Pakistan's bowling coach, starting with the New Zealand tour on November 17, your thoughts on that?
No, he's you got, I mean, the bowlers here who have been playing for about 14, 15 years for Pakistan. Like, they should have a proper bowler coach. No, no, he's all right. I mean, just a medium pacer.
Solution would be Wasim Akram, but I don't know why they're not utilising. Maybe he's got other commitments. He doesn't want to do it.
We got two left-hander. No, sorry, really, if you look at it, we got four left-hander bowlers.
Exactly.
Right? We should have Wasim Akram. And when Wasim Akram used to bowl them yorkers, our bowlers can't bowl yorkers.
Exactly. And Wasim Akram may not be available, but the way they've treated Aqib Javed, who was an excellent bowler for Pakistan, because he wanted to become a bowling coach, and Pakistan said to him, sorry, mate, you're not good enough. So do you think that was a wrong move by the PCB as well?
It is. It's also, Pakistani cricket, it's like politics, all politics.
Yeah, let's not talk about politics. Yeah. We'll be here until Fajr time. But I understand what you're saying. But but on the other side, of West Indies have suffered more than Pakistan, which used to be unheard of, because
Indies,
of all the different cricket associations in the Caribbean, they've suffered a hell of a lot.
They're the same. They're like Pakistan.
They're worse, I think, at the moment. I think Pakistan have got it marginally better.
They have the same politics like Pakistan. Usually, a lot of players used to play from Lahore and Karachi. Right, when they said, like, 55 players from Karachi, 6 from Lahore, they used to play two groups. Right? I know myself, because I met two players, you probably know, Zahir Elahi, Munzoor Elahi, Sunim.
Oh, yeah, the brothers, yes.
So, there used to be a group between them.
Yeah. But they were half decent players for Pakistan, but they never played that much for Pakistan.
Who?
The Elahi brothers.
They didn't get much
of a go in the Pakistan team.
Yeah, yeah. Because
I think one of them scored a century on debut, didn't they?
Salim Elahi.
Salim Elahi.
Yeah,
that's it. Simon Membry's still working at this time of the day as well. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it, brother.
Do you think Pakistan will lose early in the first session tomorrow then?
They'll probably lose tomorrow, of course.
Yes, because if they're made to say at least another 50-odd runs, I think they could have won their match. But
might won the match,
Exactly. Inshallah, Amjad, JazakAllah for ringing, and I look forward to hearing you in future programs, because I will be going through a preview of the New Zealand and Australia tour as well. Actually, while you're on the line, Brother Amjad, actually, you can give me live feedback, because that was the first story that broke today. Yeah. And tell me what you think of this story, because I'm just going to mention it. And if you've got time, then you can give me your live thoughts on this. Is regarding, I don't know if you've seen today, is regarding the Pakistan squad for New Zealand. I'll just mention it for all our listeners as well, and then you can give me your thoughts. So let me just bring up the information I've got. It says, so you know what modern technology is. Have you seen the squad for the Pakistan team today for New Zealand?
No, I haven't. I'm
just going to run through it for the benefit of the listeners and for yourself as well. So I've got the information here. This is via ESPN Cricket Info website. It says, Shajil Khan, the opening batsman, has earned a maiden call-up to the Pakistan Test squad for the tour of New Zealand. And also, another uncapped player was among the 16 that were chosen middle-order batsmen. So Mohammad Rizwan, who was with the team. So if I just quickly go through the squad, and then I'll let you know who's in the squad. So you've got Misbah as captain. Then you've got Azhar Ali, Sami Aslam, Shajil Khan, Yunus Khan, Asad Shafiq, Babar Azam, Safraz Ahmed, Muhammad Rizwan, Yasir Shah. And you've also got Muhammad Nawaz, Muhammad Amir, Wahab Riaz, Rahat Ali, Sohail Khan, and Imran Khan. And so in come Shajil Khan and Muhammad Rizwan. And out goes Zulfikar Babar. So that's quite surprising.
Babar, I think he's too old anyway.
He's too old, but he's still performing for Pakistan, though.
He didn't perform that good. The problem is, our bowlers, they can't